This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise. Now, just a few moments ago, we heard from Teo Tiang Kok about the from the Shopping Malls Association of Malaysia. There are, of course, a vast majority of retailers around the country who are struggling with a dip in earnings during the MCO period. And there are retailers, especially non-essential retailers, that only operate out of malls. They find themselves with no choice but to close during this period. And a prolonged period of closure right now obviously means zero cash flow for these businesses and a possible case of insolvency in the near future.
So earlier this year on Open for Business, which feels like eons ago now, Audrey actually spoke to Joseph Sun from Noodle Shack, which is an F&B chain specializing in homemade banh mi.
Delicious.
So good. Mm-hmm. I'm such a fan, actually, just like, you know, personally. Well, Noodle Shack has three outlets all located inside shopping malls, and this idea of only operating inside malls has worked so well for them for more than a decade, and they were actually planning to expand to more malls in the Klang Valley later this year and next.
So we thought we'd catch up with Joseph again to see how the MCO has affected business, considering most malls are empty today and Noodle Shack were only not looking at delivery platforms when we last checked in. Joseph, thanks for taking the time to speak with us. How has the movement control order affected business at Noodle Shack?
The movement control order has brought Noodle Shack to a complete stop. We opt for not opening at all. No food delivery, no takeaway.
Joseph, why did you decide to close? Why not jump on a delivery platform and ensure a portion of cash flow into the business?
The reason of doing that is we feel that we do not want to put our operators in risk. Some of them, they took public transportation to work. We do not want them to do that day in and day out. And for long hour exposure in shopping malls, and everyone is at risk. So we feel it's better if everyone could just buy their grocery and stay home, stay at home. Meanwhile, by asking them not to come to work, we are also worried about them going out, going places, visiting friends. That's why we have been feeding them with information in our company chat group, telling them how dangerous the virus is and what should we do to safeguard ourselves, what kind of things that we have to do in terms of hygiene to educate them more. And we also hold video conference to see them and let them see us to give them some confidence that if we stay home, everyone will be okay.
So how do you plan on continuing to pay salaries of staff and rental during this period, and if the lockdown is extended further?
We do have some reserve fund for business expansion. So we suppose this is the time that we have to utilize this fund to pay their salary and all other expenses. While the rental part, I believe that all our landlords or the shopping mall management, they are working on something to support us through this difficult time.
What do you see as the biggest hurdle ahead for F&B operators and retailers at malls after this coronavirus pandemic is over?
I suppose the biggest challenge that we'll be facing after the pandemic will be to find a way to survive as long as possible. Of course, the market will eventually bounce back, but it's going to take some time. And no rental incentive or loan deferment is going to last that long. So with the slow market, we're going to have to find a way to survive with limited revenue.
So for Noodle Shack, major expansion plans had to be put on hold so the funds can instead be used to pay for the staff during this period. Mm-hmm. Not all SMEs, though, have the luxury of cash reserves for salaries, rent and other overheads, even if they've been around for decades and have been turning a profit for years. Take, for instance, Astro Baby. Astro Baby is one of the largest distributors of baby products in Malaysia. They've been around for more than two decades, but are still facing issues with cash flow. We managed to catch up with Kuei Tse Ko, the founder and CEO of Astro Baby. Tse Ko, how has COVID-19 and the MCO impacted business at Astro Baby?
Since the MCO started, our business in March is basically less than half of what we do on a normal month. and probably worse in April, because you know, it will be in by mid of April will be 1 month lockdown, and now I think it's going to be even a tougher lockdown, and all our customers, all the retailers, all the shops are closed. They can't even go to office, so they are not at the office. So collection of money is also a problem for us. So yeah, so this is how it directly actually impacted our business. Being a distributor, of course, we also distribute to online customers, and we are also online ourselves. But it is actually, we are having more online sales, no doubt about it. But as you know, online sales accounted for a total of less than 20% of our sales. So with this lockdown, this MCO, probably our sales will increase to probably around 30%. But no, majority of Malaysia retail sales is still offline. So, and there's no way online can actually cover all the sales that we lost offline. No, most of the people actually are now focusing their money on all the essentials like food, disinfecting, all the vitamin C to help the immune system, stuff like that. But some of the baby accessories that we sell are not essential items. So people will not be their first choice on their mind to buy this stuff.
Right. And did you have reserves in place to help mitigate a problem like this?
Cash reserve for typical SME like us will not last more than 3 months if we have zero sales. Even if we have a little bit of sales, but no, we're still bleeding every month, because we depend on a proper revenue to cover our expenses. And typically, every month the sales come in minus expenses, everything, we probably have a little bit of profit left. But without that revenue comes in, you don't talk about profit. We probably might run into a problem of paying staff salary.
Zirko, you're a retail industry veteran. Like, you've run over 30 retail outlets here in Malaysia. You've been doing this for decades. So what is your outlook for the business and retail industry as a whole over the next few months?
Outlook of business in the next few months will be quite negative, the outlook, because with the lockdown next month, I'm not sure whether it's going to be extended. And then with everybody still probably, I'm quite sure everybody's still very concerned about the virus and not really moving out much. So we have to really quickly transform ourselves to go online and to bring in product that can sell faster than what we have now. So the way I see it, it takes at least, even if we open back out to be normal for everybody to travel and go back to work normally, it probably take another 3 months or so to be back to normal, because the virus is still lingering, and then it's not like we are getting rid of the virus immediately. And we probably have to wait until the vaccine comes out and then to be really back in the normal time. Before that, we might be looking at 1 year to 18 months of really slow activities in our business. And this 1 year to 18 months, it will kill a lot of SME. And SME is the biggest employer in the country, and a lot of people is going to be out of job.
That was Gui Zirko, the founder and CEO of Astrobaby. And it's just listening back to those two people, they sound absolutely defeated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of feeling is starting to permeate through, and it's very difficult to listen to stories like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And try and stay motivated and try and get people back up and feel as though change is happening, but mm-hmm. there can be a positive side to this change, and we're seeing a lot of people move over to digital. He's talking about the supermarkets are doing well, and the mm-hmm. pharmacies obviously are doing well. I mean, we do, when we come back, we actually do have a piece of positive news,
yeah.
how Malaysia is seeing early signs of effectiveness for the COVID-19 measures. We'll have a bit of a chat about this, but it's difficult to listen to, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, the more we talk to the SME entrepreneurs and owners and stuff, it paints a bleaker and bleaker picture as the days go by. You know, them looking at their reserves and how they're going to pay people, whether they have to pay rent, it kind of gets darker and darker as the days go by, because I think the reality is setting in that it's going to take a long, long time to sort of recover from this.
Mm. Now, folks, of course, we do have a question coming up this afternoon at noon for Enterprise BizBytes. We're going to be asking you, what is your biggest concern about the delivery services during the MCO? Let us know what they are. 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are available at BFM Radio. We'll have a quick update from Bursa after the break. We're going to have some music. We'll be back in just a few moments here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.